Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of Global Gaming Business, and this week we feature an interview with Tracy Chernay, the Senior Vice President of Marketing for the Transact Corporation, about the ticket printer business that is so hot right now in the gaming industry. Ticket printing really took off after the ticket-in, ticket-out systems for slot machines became so popular in the late 1990s. Transact Corporation, a manufacturer of commercial printers for several applications, is one of the leaders in the gaming industry. Chernay describes the state of the art in the printer business and how tickets are now being used for more purposes than simply to designate a specific payout. She spoke with me in November at G2E at the Las Vegas Convention Center. Tracy Chernay, thanks for joining us on the Global Gaming Business Podcast. I appreciate it. We've wanted to talk to you for quite some time. Your company has some very innovative products in the industry and really is one of the reasons that cashless gaming has been so successful. Why don't you give us a little background on the company and how long you've been involved in the cashless gaming sector?
Thank you so much for the opportunity. We are pleased to be communicating with the audience with Global Gaming Business today. Happy to be able to tell the Transact story. Transact Technologies is about 11 years old as a public company, and we've been in the gaming printer business really since the beginning. Mm-hmm. We started off with impact printers. Okay. that we sold to gaming customers, and we have now moved on to the latest in thermal technology. Mm-hmm. For the cashless ticket-in, ticket-out customers.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm going to plead ignorance here.
Yes.
but explain what the impact printers were and the difference between them and the thermal printers.
Sure. Originally, impact technology used a printhead that actually used hit the paper. Mm-hmm. and made the image. Okay. Through the impact. Mm-hmm. Of the printhead to the paper. So if you had two-part paper, the white top receipt and then. Mm-hmm. Perhaps a second part that was yellow would be the back of the receipt.
Okay.
That would be impact.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
So this technology, thermal technology with the Epic 950, actually imprints on the paper with the use of thermal heat, developing the image on the thermal ticket.
Okay.
So the impact of that technology, if you will. Mm-hmm. Is that it's much more reliable. It is a more cost-effective solution for gaming. Mm-hmm. Customers across the board.
Okay. Tell me how the security features work on this. Obviously, you worry about counterfeit if you're a casino operator, counterfeit tickets coming in. How do you maintain the security on these systems?
Clearly our product has been approved by regulators. Mm-hmm. In all.
Absolutely.
Jurisdictions. So we adhere to all of the regulatory approvals that we. Mm-hmm. Need. So we work very closely with all of the major slot machine manufacturers to make sure not only that our printer is integrated from an engineering standpoint, but also that the firmware on the printer has been approved by the regulatory agencies into which they want to put those slot machines.
Okay.
So the slot machines manufacturers actually handle that process.
Mm-hmm.
On our behalf. Clearly, we're very engaged engineering to engineering.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
To provide them with the firmware that they need for the jurisdiction that.
Okay.
They're looking to go into.
Okay. There's always evolving technologies in the industry, and certainly cashless is one of them. Where do you see that going?
So, there's a lot of speculation.
Mm-hmm.
Out there about where cashless could go. I'm going to talk about some interesting developments that I think are happening right now, and then, we'll leave the future to the future. But I think one of the really exciting dynamic developments that is going on with cashless right now is the concept of a promotional coupon in addition to that cash out voucher.
Mm-hmm.
So today, many properties are looking at ways to increase player loyalty, to increase the bounce back of those players back into their facility. And we believe that promotional couponing is the way that they can achieve that goal. Mm-hmm. Additionally, they're cross-marketing more so today than ever before, from the slot machine perhaps to a buffet or a show. They really want to make sure that they maximize the revenue by guest, mm-hmm. When the guest is in their property. And promotional couponing can help them do that. So that's an exciting and an evolving portion of cashless gaming mm-hmm. today. And of course, everyone predicts the demise of printer, paper,
right.
all the time.
Yes.
And we believe that tickets are here for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. So, again, we'll leave the future to the future.
Well, how long do we have coins?
That was
a long time, right?
Yes.
One of the difficulties I would imagine you have to work with the bill acceptor companies as well, because the tickets are not only dispensed by the machine, but they're accepted by the machine through the bill acceptors. Tell us how you work with them.
Okay, so we do have a key strategic alliance mm-hmm. with JCM,
okay.
And we work very closely together with JCM. They actually represent our printer. They, mm-hmm. They're a distributor for our Epic 950 thermal printer, and we work closely with them to be able to maximize the reliability of reading the tickets. Mm-hmm. And again, it's an engineering to engineering collaboration mm-hmm. that has just gone extremely well for us.
Okay. Yeah. Now, obviously, the printers have to be hooked up to all the systems, and you have to be accepted by all the slot machine manufacturers. You have to be able to fit into their slot machines. And this all leads me to the Gaming Standards Association. They're
sure.
obviously the ones that have been tasked to standardize all these systems that hook up with each other. How have you worked with them?
So we've been a GSA member for some time, and mm-hmm. we're an active member within the GSA. We work closely to understand the trends mm-hmm. And to respond to the trends of the marketplace through the standards that GSA puts into place. So we believe that we're a good corporate citizen mm-hmm. And a member of this gaming community, and we only want to further the goals of what GSA has in place. So, for example, one area that we've standardized on is how will we handle the USB connectivity between the printer mm-hmm. and the game. And we've standardized on the GSA standard for USB connectivity, and we'll be releasing our newest release of that software coming up shortly.
Okay. Who are your customers, the slot manufacturers, or are your customers the operators?
So our main customers are the slot manufacturers. However, we do go out and talk to the operators mm-hmm. on a regular basis, because we want to make sure that they're informed and aware mm-hmm. of the advantages that our product brings. Mm-hmm. So, for example, a casino property may standardize on the Epic 950 across their floor to achieve the operational advantages of having a single printer type in their floor mm-hmm. so they can have a small inventory of replacement printers. And it's actually one of the competitive advantages that our printer has, is they can have a standard 950 in their shop and replace that printer in any number of the games, whether mm-hmm. it's a Bally game, an IGT game, or an Aristocrat game. They can take a standard 950, flash the firmware that printer requires, and place it right in the game. Mm-hmm. So that's an advantage that the Epic 950 brings. So the operators need to know those types of advantages, mm-hmm. but again, we need to work closely with the slot manufacturers
sure.
to make sure that we're integrated with them.
Okay. What kind of service do the printers require? Is it a standard refilling the ink and that kind of thing?
It's really quite simple. Mm-hmm. They require replacement of the thermal tickets mm-hmm. in the ticket tray. And with the large capacity ticket tray that we have, they really require very little service at all. Mm-hmm. Highly reliable. The casino properties that use the Epic 950 are thrilled with the reliability that the printer has brought to their operations. And typically, they just keep a small safety stock of replacement. We do have service right here in Las Vegas at our office and our manufacturing center here. Mm-hmm. So we just take our van around to the properties mm-hmm. and drop some printers off to them now and again, and it really has worked out quite well for us to offer that local mm-hmm. service capability to the service organizations at the properties.
Do you do specialized training for the slot technicians and things of that nature?
Absolutely do. We participate in the slot tech events mm-hmm. That happen on a regular basis, and we also do custom training for properties that are rolling out our printer. Mm-hmm. So when we do a trial of a printer, we have a technical sales manager who comes in and works with the team. We also have our service manager who is available to train them on the fine points of servicing the printer. And those folks are, again, local right here in Las Vegas, are available to go out to remote properties and do that training. Mm-hmm. In addition to the Las Vegas market, we also offer those types of services in our global markets. So not only is it Las Vegas, but it's across the Americas in conjunction with JCM. Mm-hmm. And then in Europe, we operate with Eurocoin and provide those same types of services mm-hmm. and training for the slot techs. And then our partner down in Australia is the Bright Group.
Okay.
So wherever our customers are in the world, we offer a similar level of service. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that we're responding to their needs globally, not just locally.
Looking for the most informative weekly publication in the gaming industry? Subscribe to Global Gaming Business Weekly, the only electronic news magazine that brings the news of the gaming industry to your desktop every Monday morning. Global Gaming Business Weekly is a complete publication with information on the gaming industry in the U.S., Europe, Asia, and beyond. Read about the latest moves in Indian gaming, the updated research about problem gaming, the breaking news that will impact everyone in the gaming industry, all in one publication. Global Gaming Business Weekly is read by all the top executives in the gaming industry before they start their work week. Shouldn't you? To subscribe, go to the Global Gaming Business website, www.ggbmagazine.com, click on the Global Gaming Business Weekly icon. Don't be the last to know. Read Global Gaming Business Weekly every Monday morning. Market for you, or are you targeting that as a big market?
Absolutely. In fact, we've made an investment in the business to add coverage in Asia. Mm-hmm. And again, we're partnering with JCM in Macau, for example, where we have Andrew Hanley representing us from a sales standpoint. We have some service technicians that are located right there in Macau. So it makes it very easy to go out and service the properties there, mm-hmm. Both from a sales as well as a service perspective. So we're very dedicated to that market and have made investments to make sure that our customers are serviced easily right there in their locale.
Okay. Well, the ultimate test of a technology is how well it serves the end user, which is, in this case, of course, is a slot player. Do you go out and get feedback from them at any point, and how they feel about the tickets, how they want the tickets to look, how they want them to react, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. And in this whole concept of promotional couponing is really about driving action with mm-hmm. that player.
Yes.
So we have done a bit of market research and talk to the actual customers who would benefit mm-hmm. from receiving a promotional coupon, to receive input from them about how they would react. Would that drive action on their part? Mm-hmm. And we're dedicated to the idea that the printed coupon providing a relevant offer mm-hmm. to that guest is going to drive action. And it's going to drive the action not only that the property is interested in having happen, but also that the player desires. Mm-hmm. So utilizing the information from player tracking system, marrying that up with the actual guest behavior, mm-hmm. and then making an offer that might be relevant to that player is quite powerful in its effect.
Sure. And they can see the actual ticket as something of value that they can bring back to the casino and redeem.
Absolutely. The offer could be anything. It could be a comp for the buffet, again, a show ticket offer, or even perhaps something as interesting as offering them the ability to buy a lottery ticket with some of their winnings. So we've actually demonstrated that at this show, and it's just a really upcoming technology that is going to drive a lot of excitement at the properties.
Okay. Now, there was always this debate several years ago whether it was going to be the smart card versus the ticket, and it seems as though the ticket has won out for now, but there still are those technologies that are approaching the card. I was at the IGD booth earlier yesterday, and they have a card that has everything on it, money and everything. Do you think that the players enjoy getting the ticket, though, almost the way they used to with the coins, that this is something of value and they can walk away with something of value in their hands rather than just a card that has, a bunch of nebulous information on it?
Yeah, if you talk to players, players like the tangible coupon that they get, that cash out voucher, they're still very tied to that technology. So I would anticipate that cash out voucher is here for some time to come. Additionally, if you're talking about driving action with that player, an offer that is stored on a card that I can't see is not as strong as an offer that is presented to me in writing at the moment that I am in your property.
Absolutely.
So it's all about driving action. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to take anything away from the card-based systems. Mm-hmm. There's certainly a place for that, but I do believe that the actual ticket itself drives action, and I believe that it's proven technology that it's accepted by players and they feel comfortable with it. It's something that they can walk up to any slot machine in the property and without registering, if you will, play their dollars and go from one machine to the next easily. It's a matter of convenience. It's a matter of privacy, and it's a matter of driving action through the paper.
Yeah, no question. Now, your company does a lot of other printing services. You mentioned earlier in the banking business. How much of a percentage of your business is the gaming industry?
Sure. The gaming business does gaming, global gaming and lottery does represent the bulk of Transact's revenue.
Okay.
So it is our largest business, and we have recently even reiterated our desire to make more investments in the global gaming and lottery business. It is an area where we have significant expertise. Mm-hmm. We bring significant intellectual property. We bring a lot of experience and value to this market. Mm-hmm. And we believe that we can differentiate ourselves in this market with that intellectual property that we bring, with our experience. In fact, our dedication to this market has led me to relocate from our corporate headquarters in Connecticut to here in Las Vegas to be close to our customers. So I just relocated here October 1st, and we'll be leading our efforts for the company from our Las Vegas office. Similarly, we have opened a service center here within the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. We offer service out of the Las Vegas office. We are offering deliveries out of our Las Vegas facility. Mm-hmm. So we're very dedicated to this market. And not only are we dedicated to it here in Las Vegas, but again, globally, through our partners, we continue to make investments in each one of the global markets. So we're excited about the opportunity that exists in gaming and how we stack up there.
Well, Tracy, Sharnay, thanks for joining us. You taught me a lot about this business, and I think it's fascinating. I think you guys are doing a great job, and hopefully the smart card will stay where it belongs for some time.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for choosing the Global Gaming Business Podcast. If you want to learn about any of the issues discussed on this show, go to our website at ggbmagazine.com or subscribe to the industry's most comprehensive newsletter, Global Gaming Business Weekly. We'll see you next week for another edition of the Global Gaming Business Podcast.